In dozens of speeches, Democratic leaders have drawn a sharp contrast between how Kamala Harris and Donald Trump would govern. We're going to add context to some of what we've heard in Chicago. And for that, we're joined by PolitiFact Editor-in-Chief Katie Sanders. Thanks so much for being here.
Happy to do it. Thanks for having me.
So let's start with what we heard from former President Bill Clinton. Last night, he said that Democrats have created 50 times more jobs than Republicans.
Since the end of the Cold War in 1989, America has created about 51 million new jobs. I swear I checked this three times. Even I couldn't believe it. What's the score? Democrats 50, Republicans 1.
So he says he checked it three times. Was he right?
He is right on the numbers, but there's extra context that's needed. So we rated this mostly true. So the numbers are accurate. Democratic presidents have benefited from significantly more job gains going back to that precise 1989 starting point. You have to listen to that. That omits any job gains that were seen during the Reagan years, right? But I think the extra context is that we would want viewers to know presidents are not all powerful. It's not as if it's all the work. Former President Clinton might want to share some of that credit with the Republican-led Congress that governed legislatively while he was in office. So there's some squishiness there. If you go back even further, the Democrats still have a jobs gain. It's about 70% going back to the Eisenhower years till now. Republicans have a smaller gain. But I think the big thing to know is that Democratic presidents have overseen economic recoveries. And that's really just a stroke of bad luck in some cases for the Republican presidents who lost jobs.
All right, let's fact check what we heard from Pete Buttigieg about crime numbers under the Trump administration.
Donald Trump rants about law and order as if he wasn't a convicted criminal running against a prosecutor. As if we were going to forget that crime was higher on his watch.
All right, so was crime higher during the Trump era?
This is one of those quintessential lines that is very broad that we've been hearing from speakers this week. We rated this claim half true. So violent crime did spike in 2020. That coincided with the pandemic, with George Floyd protests, but it was a very notable spike for violent crime. But Pete Buttigieg was being broad here. He said crime. And if you look at property crime, it actually went up in 2022 under President Biden. So it's more complex than he's letting on. But generally, it did see an increase during the Trump years compared to now.
Another key issue has been the Conservative Heritage Foundation's policy roadmap known as Project 2025. And among the claims, speakers have said that Project 2025 would increase taxes on the middle class, eliminate the Department of Education, require reporting of miscarriages to the government, and make it easier to fire civil service employees. What did your fact check find?
We have heard those again and again this week. I think the ones that are more straightforward are about civil servants and about closing the Department of Education. Project 2025 does say that, so we would say that's true. And more or less, former President Trump shares that perspective. That's also what he wants to see, which isn't always the case when you've heard these speakers warn about Project 2025. As far as like the broad tax increase, I thought that was interesting. We heard Kamala Harris on the campaign trail talk about how this plan would increase taxes on middle-class families by $3,900. People might hear that and be like, oh, no. It's not a tax increase. It correlates with Trump's 10% tariff idea that he's been proposing, which would have an effect and raise the cost of a lot of everyday items. But $3,900 is very specific. It's also higher than any other estimate we've seen from groups that study this kind of thing. I would say that seems exaggerated for now. As far as counting miscarriages, the plan does call out current abortion data collection practices. It's voluntary. Some states like California don't participate. And Project 2025 says they want to know more about the number of spontaneous miscarriages that are happening in state hospitals, in addition to abortions and other types of data. So it does call for that data collection, but that is not exactly what we heard on stage.
You were with us at the Republican National Convention as well. When you compare the RNC to the DNC, which gathering has shown the greatest fidelity to the facts?
Certainly, there's been some exaggerations this week about, or maybe really broad claims. But I think it's hard to compare anyone with the amount of falsehoods that you hear at a campaign rally from former President Trump. You know, if you remember his speech, we were doing a lot of fact checking in the moment of things we've heard again and again and again. So I think that is challenging to stack up against any other gathering, really, for the facts. With Kamala Harris's speech tonight, I'm curious if she's going to continue a trend to stay broad, stay a little vague, narrow, you know, focus more on her biography versus going into specific claims. We'll just have to see. Her campaign speeches have not had a similar style, to say the least, as former President Trump.
Okay. Katie Sanders of PolitiFact, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And you can see more fact checks from this week's Democratic National Convention and from the ongoing presidential race online at pbs.org/newshour.